Like many Native American communities, two tribes that share the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming have been hit hard by the coronavirus. More than 200 cases have been reported there, and seven tribal members have died after testing positive for COVID-19. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports that the number of infections is growing despite the tribe's rigorous efforts to keep the virus off the reservation.
For the past 140 years, the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes have both called the Wind River Valley in central Wyoming home. They didn't choose to share this reservation. The federal government forced the historically warring tribes together in the late 19th century. And unlike most tribes with shared territory, the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho govern their citizens separately. But since the start of the pandemic, they've been on the same page about one thing.
We had to try to jump out ahead of this and protect our people.
That's Stephen Fasthorse with the Northern Arapaho Business Council. He says when it comes to COVID-19, Native people are especially at risk, with high rates of underlying conditions like diabetes and heart disease. Fasthorse blames the federal government for underfunding the Indian Health Service.
As far as the chronic diseases that a lot of our tribal members face, even before this pandemic, the lack of health care systems on the reservation, with all those factors, we had to keep this from turning into a widespread wildfire on the reservation.
So the two tribes issued a joint stay-at-home order. There was never any such statewide restriction in Wyoming, but tribal members have been on lockdown since the 1st of April. They face court fines and even jail time if they leave their homes for non-essential purposes. Dr. Paul Ebert runs the Northern Arapaho Tribe's clinic. He says this strict order is coupled with an aggressive medical strategy.
We decided early on that testing was going to be very important.
Since mid-March, they've tested thousands of people from both tribes. The clinic's testing numbers hover around 30% of all the tests conducted in Wyoming.
Over half of our cases are people who were asymptomatic. These are people who would not have been tested in the county or other places in the state.
The tribes are so far ahead of the curve that some non-natives in the area have been wanting to come to the tribal clinic to get tested. But the Northern Arapaho tribe is footing the bill in the middle of a budget crisis that faces both tribes. Their casinos are closed, their oil and gas revenues have taken a nosedive, and unlike state and local governments, they don't have a tax base to fall back on. Co-chairwoman Karen Snyder of the Eastern Shoshone Business Council says that means cuts to vital social services when they're needed most.
We know that there's a lot of tribal members that are going without.
She says the tribes have gotten pretty creative in helping their members stay afloat.
And hoping to provide some immediate relief for this, we opened up a special hunting season. We did have a volunteer group with the Shoshone tribe, and just hats off to those individuals. They had volunteered to go out and hunt for our elders.
Both tribes have also been hosting food and supply distributions on the reservation. And with overcrowding a persistent problem on Wind River, they're providing quarantine housing for those who test positive and want to stay isolated from family.
We do everything that we can to keep them home, to keep them safe, to keep them sheltered in whatever it is that we need to do and keep them healthy for the most part.
Still, Wind River has lost community members. Native people account for 7 of Wyoming's 17 confirmed COVID-19 related deaths. State Representative Andy Clifford, whose district covers much of the reservation, says the deaths have already hit her constituents hard.
The sense of urgency for us as tribal people, as Indigenous people, to take care of our people. One death was one too many for us.
Clifford says the stay-at-home order and mass testing on the reservation will prevent more tragedy. But there's been one ugly consequence to this approach. More testing means a higher rate of confirmed COVID-19 cases on the reservation, and Clifford says some border town residents have been twisting that data and blaming Native people for the spread of the disease.
These racist comments and actions were going to occur. It's just a matter of when. And unfortunately, it started because of the deaths, which is just unfortunate. But it doesn't surprise me.
Clifford says she isn't surprised that her constituents are largely abiding the stay-at-home order. She believes they're comfortable making a sacrifice on behalf of the community. For Here and Now, I'm Savannah Marr.
And Savannah's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau and America Amplified.